This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. During the commercial breaks, I baked a loaf of bread. Well, I made it. It's cooking now, but it took about 5 minutes. So, class, if you're wondering if you can bake bread in 5 minutes, the answer is I can, and so you can too. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Glad the bread came out okay. Smells good. Man, that's great. Hey, Vince. I got something for you to. I'm quandarying this, and I want to put it out for class. So maybe you can help me answer the question it poses. So imagine an alien came to visit Earth. And it came to the planet and landed and. Said, take me to your leader, and, well, you know, that'd probably be the corporate executive. So they took him there, and he met with the heads of some of our largest companies, and he said, well, tell me, how's it going on Earth? How, you know, last time we visited, you guys had some problems. What's going on now? And they said, well, things are going good, and we're taking care of our people, and we figured out how to create wealth. And it looks like it's going to really work out well. And the alien visiting said, well, tell me about it. He goes, well, we mine bitcoins, and it creates enormous wealth. And people can, you know, buy food and buy homes and get wealthy, and we spread the wealth around. And it's just beginning. It's going to be fantastic. I mean, and they go, huh? How? And so they go, well, no, what we do is we take these microprocessors, and we put them, like 1,000 of them together, and we build a huge rig and connect them together, and through an algorithm, we mine what we call a Bitcoin, and then we sell it. And you know what? The price, well, just keeps going up. It started less than a dollar, and aliens said, well, what's it now? I said, well, $60,000 or more. And so the alien says, so that's what you've achieved since last time I visited here? They go, yeah, I mean, it's great. I mean, it keeps going up and people buy things with it, and that's how we're going to create harmony and wealth and prosperity for the planet. We're just going to mine bitcoins, and, you know, a person can sell a little along the way and buy food and maybe buy a car and then buy a house, and that's like what we're going to do on this planet. And he goes, well, tell me, what does it take to make them? He goes, well, we harness natural resources. You know, we put these huge computer arrays where we can get cheap power. So we supply megawatts or gigawatts of power into these things. And, of course, we need water to cool it. And then we generate the bitcoins, and then we sell them. And they keep going up because more and more people buy them. So the alien says, I visited the planet about 100 years ago. There was this Italian-American named Ponzi, and he had something like that. It was 100 years ago, and we left scratching our heads wondering about how you guys would fare for the next 100 years. And we can't figure this one out either. What's going on? And Vince, that's my quandary. It's like, what does mining bitcoins create for food or prosperity or well-being? Or, I mean, I'm scratching my head like the alien did, and they flew back, and I don't know, maybe they'll come back in 100 years and see how we're doing. Vince, do you have any insight on that?
You want to react? Well, okay. So in order to mine these bitcoins, they use an enormous amount of electricity. And they make a lot of noise, you know, with the whirring of the fans and the, you know, the machinery, the computer. Believe it or not, I mean, the people who can't stand living near a Bitcoin mining operation. I mean, I don't know why it's called mining. Maybe it's because it destroys the planet when these algorithms are attempted to be solved. So we have a need for more nuclear reactors for these bitcoins. We have the need for more coal power plants for these nuclear reactors. We have the need for more power lines for them. And we need to dam up more rivers. So what actually does this do? It is a perception. It's kind of like these social influencers who They'll show this gal and they'll put this, she'll be scantily clad and she's a social influencer on a video. And they will put this black bar across her chest, which is, so you're not, you know, allegedly she is nude behind the camera or in front of the camera, but really it's a black bar so you can't see that she's nude. But actually she just moves a little bit and you can see that she's not nude. She's wearing, you know, undergarments. So there's these illusions, and the GDP are falling for these illusions. And they're believing that these social influencers who have fake followers and pay for fake followers or actually have people following them.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about the Kardashians and, you know, ilk like that. But you mentioned Charles Ponzi. Okay. About a hundred years ago. So what he was doing is he was taking investment funds, well, it's called funds, from people today, and he was paying off yesterday's, we'll call them investors. So he was just taking money from the new people he was fleecing and give it to the people he just fleeced yesterday. And there was a guy by the name of Bernie Madoff. He did the same thing.
Yeah.
He did
exactly the
same thing, and he ended up in prison for it. So what is Bitcoin? Well, right now it's $61,560. It was $1, and there is nothing behind it, absolutely nothing. You can't eat it, you can't feel it, you can't flip it, you know, like a coin or a token. It's a concept, and it is one step below the concept of the fraud, the Federal Reserve Accounting Unit dollar. That's also a concept, because I don't think there's anything backing the Federal Reserve Accounting Unit dollar. I don't think there's anything in Fort Knox.
Yeah.
It hasn't been audited. No one's seen what supposedly is there that they're guarding. I think they're guarding an empty box.
Yeah. Well,
and what causes the dollar to have value? People think that a piece of paper with a dead president's image on it that has a one on it is worth one-fifth as much as one that has a dead president image that has a number five on it. It is a concept, and people believe it. And the whole thing will come crashing down when people realize that all this is a concept that is enforced at the muzzle of a gun.
Yeah. You know, Vince,
because
I want to talk
if
about...
If you go to make your own piece of paper with dead presidents on it, that'll land you in prison. It's illegal for you to do it. But that's exactly what they're doing. They're printing these things, and people believe they have value. But they also believe they have less value every day, which is one of the reasons why we have inflation, because the government keeps printing more and more of these pieces of paper with dead presidents.
Well, Vince,
so the value's
diminished.
Back to you.
Yeah, let me address something that I thought of on that. So, you know, Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates, and interest rates, actually, when they go up, they contribute to inflation. But the problem of why we have inflation isn't so much that we had low interest rates before. I mean, it didn't help. The problem was the massive government spending. And Vince, something just happened. I'm glad you brought that up, because the government has just reported yesterday that for the first time in history, the amount of money we pay out, the federal government pays out on interest, is higher than the defense budget. Now, I'm not necessarily a fan of, you know, having a large defense budget, but it's crazy. We're paying out more interest on the national debt on interest than we spend on the entire national defense. And Vince, that money we pay out on interest is inflationary because we have to borrow the money, print it, and basically create more T-bills and bonds and whatever, so that's, and then float that money. Luckily, people still want to buy our bonds, but we're actually printing more money to pay the interest that we pay out to all the people that have those bonds, and that in itself is inflationary because by printing the money for the interest, you're increasing the money supply. So it's a crazy cycle, Vince, and it's basically, well, yesterday they said for the first time we're paying more in interest than the entire national defense budget of the United States. Crazy. And think about it. When interest rates go up, I mean, it is a way to quell inflation. But let's say, Vince, on your farm, you have a loan and you have to make loan payments that are based on the interest rate. Well, raising that interest rate increases your payments. So your costs on the farm go up. If you own an apartment house, let's say you have 20 units, you rent out and you figure out what the rent's going to be. You calculate all your costs, the maintenance, the what you have to do to maintain it and run it. And then you typically have a mortgage. So what are your mortgage payments? Well, when interest rates go up, they go up. So the landlord has to increase the rent. So it's a vicious cycle. So it's sort of worked to raise interest rates. We've gotten inflation down a bit, but that's not the cure, Vince. That's like bad medicine. The cure is stop spending money that we don't
you
have.
You don't believe that inflation's down, do you?
Not as bad as it was. It's down. Prices aren't down, but the
right.
rate that it's increasing is not as bad as it was 2 years ago. Because they gave us the medicine of high interest rates.
I think the rate of increase in what it costs to buy things is outrageous. Farmers are going under. If you look at Facebook Marketplace, you will see that people are selling things in order to keep the electricity on.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're saying, I'm selling this because I need to keep the lights on.
Yeah. And meanwhile, they're devoting the electric. Vince, here's a number for you. Crypto, well, you'd never guess this number, so I'm not even going to ask you to guess it. How much electricity does crypto mining use? Last year, Bitcoin, that's the number one crypto, used 127 terawatt hours in 1 year. 127 terawatt hours of electricity. That's, Vince, to put that in perspective, that's more energy than some entire countries use in a year. And I put out Norway. That's more electric energy than the entire country of Norway. Everything they do with electricity, 120 terawatt hours. And, well, Vince, we talk about what we're putting into the air. We're just guessing that crypto mining in the United States alone has put 50 million tons of CO2, carbon dioxide, into the air. So I don't get it, but I guess that's something in human nature. You want to follow these schemes. But Vince, when it keeps going up because people buy it, clearly, and it's not an investment because people say, oh, you know, put some of your money in. It goes up because somebody's willing to pay more. That's it. No other reason.
You're talking about the greater fool theory. So if a person's foolish enough to do it, there's someone that's even more foolish than that. And then there's someone who's even more foolish than that, and that's why the price goes up.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us. He is in Silicon Valley, California. He's a patent holder. He's a researcher. He's a electronics engineer. And he also is a student of business with a master's degree in business administration. Bert, what you're talking about is wasting electricity. It's something that we cannot afford to do. Wasting electricity puts heat into the air. Wasting electricity puts more pollution into the air. It makes absolutely no sense to do this based on a concept, right? That's what Bitcoin is. It's a concept. You can't feel it, touch it. No. It's a concept.
No, it's an algorithm. Like, I mean, you could probably have invented something out of some kind of plant growing on your farm, and you could say, the stalks from this plant are really valuable, and you'd have to have limited supply. Oh, so let's say this plant only grew in your part of the state. And if you promoted it correctly, people would want, well, Vince, that's what happened with tulips a couple hundred years ago. Believe it or not, tulip bulbs became worth hundreds or thousands of times what they originally brought in market price just because it was a craze. And it's something about human nature. They want to jump on these things and, maybe it's... I don't know if we're ever going to correct it, but yes, Vince, it's a concept. It's nothing you can eat. It's nothing you can use to build a home. It's nothing you can use to, for transportation or for.
And you can't put. You can't even put it in your pocket. You can't even put it in your pocket.
No. It's a algorithm, and your Bitcoin actually, people have lost them because there's a key and there's a password, and if you lose that, you can't retrieve it. You can't. There's no like database that says, oh, Vincent Finelli owns this Bitcoin, and oh, he lost it. Well, we'll just reproduce another one for him. Can't do that. If you, there's people that have thrown their computers away when Bitcoins were $5, and now they're trying to. There's literally a guy wanted to go to the garbage dump, and he said he'll pay them if he can go looking through to find his laptop, because what he thought was, you know, $10 or $15. I guess he had. A couple of bitcoins on it. it's now worth over $100,000, and they won't let him in. And they said if you find it, the hard drive's probably destroyed.
Well, bitcoins today are a little over $61,000 each. And you were talking about tulips. And, Class, if you want to look this up and find out what Bert was talking about, it's talking about tulip mania. This was in the 1600s. It was literally 3 years of insanity. 3 years, 1634 to 1637. Tulip mania. Look it up. It's the price of tulips kept going up and up. And it's like, why? Nobody eats them. Why? What's next, Bert?
Vince, we got a big problem with solar panel waste. And, you know, so many panels that we installed 10 or even 20 years ago, they're all getting thrown out now. But Vince, you can't throw them out because, well, there's dangerous materials in them, specifically lead and cadmium, and even the other things, glass, aluminum, silicon. There's no easy way to, you just can't throw them into the landfill. So an article just came out a few days ago by a metal miner, and basically says, there is no solution. You have to figure it out because you just can't throw them into the landfill. And it may turn out to cost more to recycle a solar panel than it did to make them. And, Vince, the bottom line, I can go through all the details, but the bottom line is we don't know what to do, and we're estimating that, we're going to have it's just an estimate by the International Renewable Energy Agency that we could have 78 metric tons of solar panel garbage by 2050. So that's a little over 25 years from now, and we don't know what to do with them. Vince, it's crazy. I mean, I wish they would let, you know, if they lasted 100 years, wouldn't be so bad a problem, but they don't.
Yeah. Elon Musk makes solar panels, doesn't he, Bert?
He does.
Yeah, and he drills holes in the heads of monkeys, right? And he makes cars that crash into persons, places, and things. And he makes cars with batteries that are also not recyclable. Elon Musk. We'll be right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA news update. The most recent inflation report is indicating a 0.4% increase for January. Aligning with forecasts, the Federal Reserve is deliberating on whether to initiate interest rate reductions. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said last month he aims to observe further positive data before considering interest rate cuts. If you're a regular pot smoker, you may want to listen up. That smoking could be shortening your life. USA's John Schaefer.
A recent study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association, led by researchers from UCSF and supported by the National Institutes of Health, suggests that those who consume cannabis daily, particularly through smoking, could elevate the risk of heart attack by 25% and stroke by 42%. Even occasional weekly use, the analysis indicates, poses potential risks to heart and brain health.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Why you got your take my when you go to the feed for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kurt's with us. And class, we say this quite often. Don't believe anything that you hear, see, or read in the media. Don't believe anything that you hear, see, or read in the media, including at USA Prepares. Don't believe a word we say. Do your own research and make up your own mind. And, you know, as a sweeping the United States of America, relaxation of drug laws and drugs that were formerly illegal. People who are put in prison for using and selling these drugs. Well, now it's legal. We're talking about marijuana. And so what do we find out? Well, we find out that there have been studies that heart and brain health are damaged by marijuana. And your government say it's okay. It's okay. Just like it's okay to drink yourself into a stupor with alcohol, and it's just as okay to smoke yourself into cancer with cigarettes. And your government says they're all okay. But your government taxes you on the use of those materials. Bert, back to you, please.
Yeah, I don't know the solution to that, Vince, because when you make it illegal, it's forbidden fruit. When you make it legal, everybody wants to do it. It seems like no matter what you do, people want to do those things. And, well, it's not only is it sad for the people that get addicted, but it's a drain on the economy. But, Vince, getting on to something we talk about often, EVs, one of our favorite topics for science and technology class with Bert. Well, Vince, Mercedes has just become the latest car maker to push back its plans for electric vehicles. Believe it or not, they were planning by 2025, and I'm not sure if they mean model or year. I suspect that means the actual year, that they would have 50% of all their sales be EVs, but they are throwing hybrids, so traditional hybrids, into that mix. But they originally said by next year, 50% of all sales would be electric in one way. And they, well, they just said basically they can't do it. And they're now saying, well, we're going to push that back to at least 2030 and, well, maybe further. So latest one, Vince, Ford has, well, they've cut way back their electric vehicles and other car makers as well. Ford, well, they've reduced their F-150 Lightning EV to just basically one shift, and that's going to begin April 1st. So, Vince, people, you know, you can, government can order it, but it seems like if people don't buy them, what are you going to do? Give them away for free? I mean, Vince, so at some point, I think the government's going to have to change the rules because the cars just simply aren't going to sell. And the original plans that the administration had we're just not going to meet it. They're saying basically the EPA wanted 2/3 of all cars be electric by 2032. I just don't think that's going to happen. Also, 50% of all buses and garbage trucks. Good luck. And Vince, they wanted, and this is by 2032, so not that far away, they wanted 25% of all long-haul freight tractors to be electric by then. I guess, I don't see how these guys can stop and charge for 6 hours, and the mileage is horrendous. And so far, I mean, I'm not making this up, Vince, so far, the long-haul trucks that are electric, they are hauling potato chips for Frito-Lay, and I'm not making that up.
Yeah, big bags, very, very small weight, you know, for the volume. Yeah, potato chips. You know, and maybe styrofoam packing peanuts, that would probably be good for these electric trucks to haul. You know, lots of volume and very few pounds of weight, you know. Okay, so Joe Biden has been incentivizing people to buy electric vehicles. You can get up to $7,500 from the government if you buy one of these new vehicles. But, Bert, isn't California doing something to encourage people to buy used electric vehicles? Aren't there financial incentives in California
So, yeah, there's a so plan. People, I don't have the details of it in front of me, but they are. Because what happens is people would buy them new and then want to trade them in or lease them. And I've leased some vehicles, and some of them, yes, they were electric. Not always, you know, my best purchase or lease, but what do you do with them? So not only are there brand new EVs on the lot that are not selling, there's even more used vehicles that are not selling. And honestly, Vince, it's really tough to for someone to figure out which is a good used EV because the batteries can wear out. And do you really think you can trust your used car dealer to tell you that, oh, yeah, man, this car is just great. You know, it's going to last you a lifetime. And the battery could be shot, and you won't – there's no easy way to know, Vince. I mean, you can't tell until you start charging it, and you realize it won't take a full charge, and every day you charge it, it's got less and less power. Well, there's multiple thousands of dollars to replace that battery pack. So it's really tough buying, you know, for class. I'd say not only do your homework, do buy from a reputable dealer, but also do whatever you can to try and test how well the battery is taking a charge, because I don't think you can trust a used car dealer to tell you that battery pack is shot. And do you really think the used car dealer is going to spend $5,000 to put into that vehicle to replace the battery pack if it's shot? Heck no.
Bert, you know, we have an automotive shop at the farm, Class, you know that, and we offer to our customers a pre-purchase diagnosis and a pre-purchase inspection. And so, depending on what the customer wants to do, we can evaluate a vehicle. I'm talking about internal combustion engine vehicle. We don't work on electric vehicles. We have no intention of doing that. But we can tell how the engine's running. I mean, you can look at the exhaust pipe, and if the exhaust pipe is sooty black, there's an engine problem. No question. It could be worn piston rings, bad compression. It could be leaky valve seals, worn valve guides. It could be a whole bunch of things. It could be worn out spark plugs or defective ignition coil or coils. Now, a lot of things that it could be, but you can see if it's not running properly. Okay, just by looking at the tailpipe, and it only takes a second. And then another test I do is I take my hand and I put all my fingers together. I put my fingers and my thumb all in a bunch. Then I put it right up to the tailpipe, even with the end of the exhaust pipe or the tailpipe. And I can tell by the rhythmic exhaust gases coming out of that tailpipe whether that engine's misfiring or running properly.
That's almost
and
like
you can do that too. That's a five.
Yeah, it's like a dynamic stethoscope. It's like what a doctor puts to hear, listen to your heart.
Right. That's exactly right. And you, in class, you can do that yourself. And if it goes puff, 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 you know that that engine's not running right, and there's a problem with one of the cylinders or more. Okay. If it's choking, you can tell that it's a bigger problem and it's affecting more cylinders. So that's just one test. And then what you can do is you can drive the vehicle. And you can have somebody follow it. You can see from the person following the vehicle at maybe 5 car lengths behind or 10, you can see if the vehicle's going down the road like a dog, you know, kind of sideways. That means it's been either a major front-end alignment problem, rear-end alignment problem, or both, or it's been in a wreck. Okay? So a lot of things that we can look at. But in terms of an electric vehicle, how are you going to do any of that? Because it's going to take machinery and equipment to diagnose it. And who has that? Only the dealers. I don't know of a single small shop, the equivalent of our automotive shop, that has anywhere near the kind of equipment that would be necessary to test an electric vehicle for anything. Seriously. So the answer in my world is if you want to buy a used electric vehicle, save yourself a whole bunch of problems and don't buy it. Don't buy it. Because as Bert said, and he's absolutely correct, that when you start out with a brand new battery pack in an electric vehicle, it's probably close to 100% in terms of its capacity. But the first time you charge it, it's no longer at 100. It degrades in performance, and it continues to degrade and degrade and degrade to the point where that vehicle won't go anywhere. You won't be able to charge it enough to drive it at, you know, at the distances you would plan to use when you bought the thing. Bert, you and I were talking about something very interesting. That's, you know, a vehicle manufacturer, electric vehicle manufacturer said, and this was one with maybe 100-mile range, you know, a relatively small battery, 100-mile range. Don't y'all be charging your, you know, for your own safety, don't charge that battery bank more than 80%. Is that right?
Yeah. No, that's, I'll say that. That's a vehicle I have, and I bought it. For me, it's fine. It's just a short-range vehicle. I have, you know, it's almost like a golf cart for me. But, yes, the particular type of lithium battery, they said the age will degrade if you charge it more than 80%. And then as soon as it hits 20%, it starts splashing at you to immediately charge. So what do you have left? You got 60 miles of range, and that's if you don't use air conditioning or heat. And so that's not the hot summer and not the cold winter. But actually for me, it was like, you know, taking a golf cart to go buy food or commute, and it was fine. But it's not selling very well. The company took it off the market. And yes, Vince, that particular battery they recommend if you want to, it's not all lithium. It's certain lithium technologies that you don't want to charge it beyond 80% to prolong the life.
So Bert, my understanding is that, let's just use 100-mile range in an electric vehicle as an example. So if a electric vehicle has an original sticker on it that says, this is good for 100 miles, that's day one. A year later, it's going to be less than that, right?
Yeah, and it depends how many cycles of charging you go through. And also, as I said, that range depends on whether you're using the heater, which is all electric. There's no, in an ICE engine, you divert some of the hot air from the combustion into the heater. I mean, as you know, working on cars, that's how the heaters work. So in an ICE engine, the heat's for free. Now, the engine's a lot less efficient, but your heat is basically free. In fact, one time I was driving through the desert, it sounds paradoxical, but my car was overheating. It was 100, literally 120. I had to turn the heater on to keep the engine from overheating because that cooled the engine by putting that hot combustion into the air.
Yeah. Well, as an engineer, you understand these things. And, class, that's a five-minute university lesson. So if it looks like your internal combustion engine, ICE engine, is going to overheat, turn on the heat. Turn on the heat. Bert and I will be right back.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Burt's with us, and I've known Burt over 50 years, 50, and Burt knows that I'm interested in everything, and I want to improve the efficiency of everything, and I want to know how it all works. So, Burt, if we could just use that example, just an electric vehicle that has a 100-mile range. And I'm not specifically talking about any particular one, but just in theory. So if a vehicle has, on a sticker, 100-mile range, but don't charge it more than 80%, so that gives you 80 miles, but don't use the bottom 20%, that gives you a total range of 60 miles. Now, let's talk about heat. So let's say it's cold out. Does the temperature also, without heat, does the temperature reduce the battery's capacity as it does with a lead-acid battery?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so can we put a number? So we'll start with 100 miles. Let's say it's pretty cold outside. Let's say around freezing. What would you say we would subtract as a percentage of that 100 miles?
Well, just it's because funny. Cold? It's funny, Vince. Probably at first half, but as you drive, the battery heats itself up. So it's hard to say. It depends on your driving pattern. Let's say a quarter to a half.
So we might lose a half?
It could be, but what, as I said, what happens is as you start driving, the battery actually heats up, and then that problem goes away. That's the paradox of these people that were trying to charge their cars over this past winter, and they were running out of electricity, and the batteries became too cold to charge. So not only wouldn't they work, they wouldn't even charge. And if you could heat them up enough, like if you could somehow turn on your heater and heat them up, then they would accept the charge. But if they're completely dead, you can't do that. So that's the problem. Too hot's a problem and too cold's a problem. Now, when you charge, sometimes the batteries get so hot that they need to be cooled, and you'll notice, or class will notice if they have EVs and they're in their garage charging, at some point you'll hear a fan go on in a circulatory system. There's actually antifreeze circulating in a EV during the charging cycle, and that's to cool the batteries to to keep them safe so they don't blow up.
Okay, so we could lose as much as 50%. And then, of course, when you're driving in cold weather, there's more friction. Like the tires don't want to roll as much. So you've got an additional friction load, you know, just because of cold weather as compared to warm weather. All right, how about air conditioning? How much would that reduce? So it's a nice, really hot day, sun shining, and you want to use the air conditioning. How much would that reduce the range?
Depends how heavy you're using it, but let's just say 20%.
Okay, 20%. How about lights? You know, it's nighttime, and you want to use, you know, the headlights and the taillights and the side markers and the turn signals. Would that
not so much because they're typically LED lights now. So
okay.
I would say almost insignificant.
Okay, 1% maybe?
I know, somewhere between 1% to 4%.
Okay. How about if the vehicle's 2 years old and it's, you know, been used, whatever normal is. So the customer's got it, uses it, charges it. Now it's 2 years old. How much of that 100 miles of range would you estimate that battery would still be good for?
Yeah, it really depends on the individual model and type of battery, and were they charging it and going through a full cycle every day? Because it's really not so much the years, it's how many cycles you've run through the battery. So in my case, I only charge every few days, or in some cases once a week. And so it's not as many. But if you charge every, let's put it this way, Vince, if you charge every day after 2 years, you will see a significant decrease in your battery. I don't know if I want to say half, but maybe as much. Again, if you charge every day, a full cycle. Now, most cars now, they used to be 100-mile range. Most EVs now are 200 miles, and some are 300 or 400. But, Vince, they're enormous battery packs, so you're actually losing mileage by having to haul around thousands of pounds of batteries, which is crazy. But that's what the market was demanding. So there's almost no, I don't think there's any new vehicle you can buy now that has only 100-mile EV range. Lots on the used market, though. The, you know, original Leafs were all 100 miles or less. Now they're 200 and 300. So,
okay, but the ratio is the same. So if we say 100 miles, and you're running the heat, and you take off 50% of that, now you got 50 miles. But if you take off the top 20% because you don't want to charge it more than 80%, and you don't want to let it go below 20%, you're looking at like 30 miles.
Yeah, and if you're towing, or you know, when we talked briefly about trucks wanting to go to EV, it falls off really fast if you're pulling a load, because the vehicles were all optimized for not doing any towing or heavy. So the pickup trucks that were advertised, let's say 200 mile range, if you're doing towing, forget about it.
So Bert, it sounds to me like the best customer for an electric vehicle is one who doesn't drive very far, one that's in warm climate, you know, where you don't need, not hot climate, but not too cold, not too hot. One where electricity is relatively inexpensive. That sounds like the ideal customer for, you know, an electric vehicle.
That's pretty much it, Ben.
Well, very good, Bert. I'm looking for, by the way, I think this was your best class. And I'll see you next week.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.